أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي وعد فوفى والذي عاهد فعفى الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وتكفل بحفظ هذا الكتاب فقال جل من قائل إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون ثم الصلاة والسلام على خير من نطق بالضاد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين أشرف العرب والعجم سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن نحى نحوه من قاف إلى قاف وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today being Friday 14th of August 2020 in Irshad al-Ummah WhatsApp class, inshallah, we are beginning our Nahw al-Arabi class. Al-Nahw, roughly translated in English, is grammar. And Arabiya is Arabic language. So when we say Al-Nahw al-Arabi, we mean Arabic grammar. Now, Arabic grammar, as we know, Al-Nahw is something very important to our understanding of this language, which is Al-Arabiya. And understanding the language is also a very much important thing because it aids us to know the meanings of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us in the Quran. Knowing what has been revealed in the Quran also aids us to perform or to execute what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, which is liyadabbaru ayati, to ponder over the verses of the Quran, وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and for those that have sense to remember, and then as well, remind. Now, let me state it clear. Arabic language and Nahw goes hand in hand. Though it will be very, very, very difficult for one to learn Al-Nahw al-Arabi, which is Arabic grammar, without knowing anything in Arabic language. At least, a student that seeks to learn Arabic grammar is expected to at least have a little, no matter how small, of Arabic language. At least you know how to pronounce words. Even if you don't know their meaning, you know how to pronounce, you can read and write in Arabic, and then it will be very, very much easy for you as you go. So, I would like to plead to those of us who are not conversant with Arabic language at all, or those who never had the opportunity to learn anything in Arabic, to still try, and please bear with us. As we go, we'll try and carry you along. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help us and give all of us the understanding. Wallahu a'lam ana kul wakeel. Now, the importance of Nahw, Arabic grammar, is something which one need not ask of. Even though, if it's something you've not known about, something you are not aware of, you actually should be, you should sound strange when one speaks about it. Now, Al-Nahw al-Arabi made its way to Arabic language when mistakes and grave errors were made to the Quran. In the olden days, Arabs used to say Arabic language and they speak it. Some documentation shows that they used to write it, but then it is something which cannot be evident with sound and correct chain of narration. But now, Arabic language got its orthography. What we mean by orthography is alif, ba, ta, sa, the letters. Arabic language got its orthography through
Abul Aswad Ad-Du'ali according to what is the best among the narrations of how Arabic language gets its orthography. What happened was that in the olden days, Arabs used to draw lines. They draw lines to represent letters. And of course, they understand what they do because it's their language and their mode of writing. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the Quran, and then people start to learn how to recite it, problem came. We have a lot of scenarios, we have a lot of stories to tell you about this, but then the fact that we need to be as detailed as we can and as short as we can to save everybody's space, I will just pick two out of it. Now the first one. Someone was reading Surah Al-Fatiha in the Quran. And he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malikam Diniya, Kanabdiya, Kanasta'een. When he got to Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, sorry, Iyaka Na'budu, when he got to Iyaka Na'budu, Iyaka Nasta'een, he said, Ataka La'abdu wa Ataka Bisab'een. If you look at the inscription then, if you look at the way it is written with that lines, it can be read as Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Same way, it can also be read as Ataka la'abdu wa Ataka bisab'in. And the meaning between both of them is very, 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 very different. They are very, very different and far from each other. The first one, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, means you alone we worship and you alone we seek for help. Ataka la'abdu wa Ataka bisab'in means a servant has come to you and he came to you with seven. So you see, from here, when it was heard by Abul Aswad Ad-Du'ali, he decided we should do something that will help readers to read the correct recitation of this Holy Quran. And as such, that written, we call it niqat, the dots and every other thing that is used to demarcate, to differentiate ba from ta, ta from jin, and others were put to place by Abul Aswad Ad-Du'ali. Source, a reliable source, reported that he learnt it from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. But then, credits goes to him that he found it, he found this error. He had this error by himself in the village while he was working, and then he had to make corrections to it by telling Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that this is what is happening, and then the Arabic orthography took place. That's the first one. The second one, there was a guy who was reading the Quran in Medina. He was reading Surah At-Tawbah. He said, وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولِهِ. Instead of أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ. What the verse stated is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made an announcement. وأذان من الله ورسوله إلى الناس, to the people, أن الله بريء من المشركين ورسوله, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger are far away from the evils that the mushrikeen are doing. But then when he reads it, من المشركين ورسوله, that lamb he placed in kasra there instead of dhamma. By placing kasra there, the translation would look like this: Allah has made an announcement. Allah and His Prophet has made an announcement to the people that Allah is far away from what the Prophet and the Mushrikeen are doing, from the evils which the Prophet and the Mushrikeen are perpetrating. That is what the translation would look like. And then, وَلِعَزُ بِاللَّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, when a man, an Arab, heard this recitation, he recently accepted Islam, so he ran down to Sayyidina Umar to say, If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have hand in what the Prophet is doing, like is not interested in what the Prophet is doing, then why are we suffering ourselves? It's better we go back to our religion. Then Sayyidina Umar had to come in them and ask him what he heard. The man said he heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far away from what? From the evils the Prophet and the Mushrikeen are perpetuating. And he read it the same way he had the guy read it. So Sayyidina Umar now said, this is not how it is read. You read it, أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ. I, Allah and His Messenger are free of the evils of the Mushrikeen. That is his translation. So since then, the man got that affirmation in his heart that, okay, Islam is the way. And as such, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu, now developed the interest in making sure that Arabic is given something that will make the people not to read the Quran in the wrong way. But then history does not record that anything Nahw was done in his time. So during the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Nahw took stage through the same man, Abul Aswad al-Du'ali. Abul Aswad al-Du'ali is the man who is giving all the credits of founding Nahw. So we can call him the founding father of Nahw. Inshallah, we are going to stop here today, and we'll continue from where we stop. Inshallah, the mood of the class is going to be between Arabic and Nahw. We'll be taking Nahw, and then we'll be using our time to chip in some Arabic, so you can pick one of two things from it. The book we are going to be using is Muqaddimatul Ajrumiyya. And Muqaddimatul Ajrumiyya is in poems. So, if you can, Muqaddimatul Ajrumiyya is in poems, as I said. And then, if you can get the one with the poem, also get one with translation. Other than what we are going to be providing here is cool. When you read, you can ask questions. So, we are going to set the PDF. I will drop the PDF for everyone. It's in Arabic form. So you will be using that book to explain things vividly. And inshallah, room will be open for questions. You ask your question, you get to ask a lot of questions as much as you can. And inshallah, we'll entertain them as we see time. So I implore everyone of us, as students of knowledge, to get their pen and paper. A separate paper which you will use for this Nahw and Arabiya. This paper should not be mixed with anything, because we are going to be giving assignments for students which are going to be submitted before next class, inshallah. So, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أعن على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I am your malam تاسع محمد الفاتح عبد القادر.